MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Friday, July 28, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage in communities on the North Shore. Sunny today, temperatures in the 80s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 7:57 p.m. A person was struck and killed by a train in Andover on Thursday. The Essex County DA's office reports that authorities were notified about 4:30 p.m. that a person had been struck near 10 Railroad Street, near the intersection of Railroad and Essex Streets. They learned the person traveling on foot had apparently waited for a southbound train to pass before being struck by a northbound Amtrak Downeaster that was passing through Andover immediately after the southbound train cleared the intersection. The crossing lights and gates appeared to be working for both trains and still in the downward position when the person was struck. The victim's identity is being withheld at present. The incident is being investigated by Essex County District Attorney's Office, the State Police Detective Unit, Amtrak Police, MBTA Transit Police, and Andover Police. In Malden, two men on a scooter were struck by a large SUV yesterday, and according to WFXT-TV, one man on the scooter was killed. As part of the Gloucester 400 celebration, the fishing industry will be recognized in the month of August. According to the Gloucester Times, a kickoff event will be held on Tuesday, August 1, at 6 p.m. at the Man at the Wheel statue on Stacy Boulevard along the Inner Harbor. One of the main events later in August will be a free two-day festival on the Jodry State Fish Pier, August 12 and 13. Earlier this week, we told you about a dispute the town of Topsfield was having with two shows to be held at the Topsfield Fairgrounds. As Paul Layton reports in today's Salem News, the town went to court, and yesterday, a judge told the two sides to work out the situation on their own. If not, another hearing could be held next week. Beverlyon State officials are hoping that they can shrink the timeline in the process of building two new bridges in Beverly, the closed Hall Whitaker Bridge and the Kernwood Bridge. This is Beverly City Councilor-at-Large Brendan Sweeney describing the latest construction timeline.
But what's really challenging is the permitting process, and that's what's frustrated me the most. So in terms of timeline, what we were most recently told by the Department of Transportation last month was that there would be a temporary Hall Whitaker Bridge built next to the current bridge that's closed by 2027. And then once that temporary bridge is open, the Kernwood Bridge would be closed, the Hall Whitaker Bridge, which is already closed. So all traffic through Rileside would have to go through this temporary bridge. And then between 2027 and 2032, those two bridges that are closed, the Hall Whitaker and the Kernwood, would be repaired and or replaced entirely. And new bridges would open in 2032, which is a 10-year start-to-finish process between when the bridge closed last year and when these two bridges would be opened. And that has been incredibly frustrating, how long of a timeline that is, especially given that it's 2023, and we're being told that it'll be 4 years until even a temporary bridge is opened.
Beverly City Councilor at Large Brendan Sweeney. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is MSO Sports, bringing voice to the North Shore. The Red Sox opened up a series against the Giants in San Francisco tonight. The North Shore Navigators lost to Martha's Vineyard last night as the Sharks came up with a 9-run eighth inning and a 13-7 win over the Navs, who slipped to 18-24 on the season. North Shore is scheduled to complete the regular season with a 2-game homestand beginning Saturday night against Newport. Game time, 7:05. The Beverly-Salem Legion team ended their playoff run in third place in the state tournament. Matt Williams writes in today's Salem News that the team did lose in the double elimination tournament. Their final loss was a 6-3 decision to Franklin. Franklin is now 23-0 on the season. Today we'll be continuing our series of interviews with area football coaches. Today we feature Marblehead coach Jim Rudloff. Now, Rudloff was a member of Dan Bauer's coaching staff in Beverly a number of years ago.
You know, it's interesting. I've had a lot of good and bad coaches. I think, you know, this is going to seem a little bit self-serving, but, you know, one of my best influences, in a positive way with coaching, was certainly Dan Bauer. Coaching with him at Beverly was kind of like getting a graduate degree, and a lot of that centered around the way that Dan handled situations, the way that he pre-planned things, the way that he anticipated things, but more than anything else, the interpersonal way that he handled things, little things like if you yell at a kid or you make a correction or something during a practice, you never let that kid go home before you, you know, take him aside and say, listen, you understand why I said that. You understand why I, you know, little things like that.
Bobblehead coach Jim Rudloff. Dan Bauer earlier this month started his new job as superintendent of schools in Danvers. The Patriots training camp is underway, and quarterback Mac Jones is back with a positive attitude.
Yeah, I think just for me, I'm definitely self-motivated, and all those things come from within, and just trying to be the best version of me, and I hope my teammates can see that. I'm going to just grind it out, and hopefully I can bring a lot of people along with me. That's the big thing, right? You're the quarterback, and at the end of the day, when we're on that field, they need to feel confident in me, and I need to feel confident in them, and I think that that's built through trust. I think that's the big word here for this training camp is trust, and that's going to come through trial and error. It's going to come through good and bad, so it's not always going to be great. So just having that positive mindset and just kind of staying the course and running my race and bringing people along with me.
Jones is beginning his third season with the Pats.
Yeah, I think we're good. I think the biggest thing that we've all talked about is just having a fresh start. I think there's a lot of learning experiences from last year that we've talked about, and this year it's all about just working together, right? You got to come up with a plan and then obviously talk about it and then execute it. So I'm excited for that part of it. Really just for me, just trying to be really consistent, try not to, you know, ride the wave and just stay my course. And hopefully everybody on our offense feel too. I think Coach O'Brien does a great job laying out what we do well so far, and we're going to learn every day what we do well. And then from there, you just keep moving forward and execute the plan. So definitely excited for that.
New England Patriots quarterback Mac Jones. That is sports along with Rick Moore. I'm Bill Newell. Have a great weekend, everybody. A great Friday. And thank you for listening to North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.